This was one of the very rare real mass shootings in Germany. So 7 people died. That includes one unborn child when her mother was killed. This was a worship room of the Jehovah's Witnesses. And one former member of the Jehovah's Witnesses went in and basically shot until he was overpowered, everyone inside. So a lot of people were also injured. So far, according to the investigations that have been published, or the information about the investigation that was published, it really does look like a revenge killing and a mentally health problem driven incident in Germany. We don't have mass shootings in Germany normally. And therefore, this got widely reported because so many people died. And it's also very difficult to actually get a firearm in Germany. So, of course, the investigation is now, how can an individual with a really documented history of mental health problems get his hands on a firearm and then walk through Hamburg to this worship place and start killing people?
So those are two things that I want to examine with you quickly. The confluence of an individual with mental health issues and this gun, apparently, that this individual got a hold of. Is there some change or some new avenue that a person like this could exploit to get this gun, or is this truly a rare, unique kind of thing?
Well, I mean, there are a couple of aspects to it. So first of all, in order to get a gun license, you do have to pass a couple of tests, including, of course, a mental health check. And it's not easy. You have to either be involved in sports or in some security company. So you have to have a reason to have a gun. And if you're involved in sports, that gun stays in the gun club. You're not allowed to have it at home at all. So what may have been the case here is that he got it from criminals. Remember, Hamburg is one of the big harbors in Germany. There is a lot of mafia connections in that town, because how otherwise would the drugs enter Germany? So it is perfectly possible that he got it from someone in the underground. It still remains to be seen. But as far as I understand, he had a legal gun license before. And so then the question is, how did he get the gun out of the gun club? So something must have gone catastrophically wrong so that that individual got their hands on a gun. Now, he was a former Jehovah's Witness, and he was not thrown out. The formulation is he left, but not in a good way. So he left by himself. He decided to leave, but apparently he was pushed out. So there was some grievance here. But obviously, in Germany, that is usually not enough to fear for your life.
A lot of people were killed. And you said you don't have these kinds of mass shootings in Germany often. Would there have been a way to prevent this from happening, if there was more focus on it, if there was more concern about it, or was this really something that there was just no way to prevent?
Well, it really depends on what the answer to the question is, how did he get his gun? If he got this gun from the black market, i.e. from criminals, then I would assume hardly anything could have been done. If he got this gun somehow semi-legally and just misused it, then there should have been a lot that can be done. That's one of the core questions that needs to be answered. Obviously, having mental health problems is not by per se, unless you start being clearly a threat to yourself or others, and there seems to have been no indication, as far as I understand, from the stuff that I read, that was an indication that this guy may get violent soon. There is really no mandate of the police or the security forces to look at you in any great extent. It then really requires a court order to do that. And unless you commit a crime, there's really nothing they can do. So it really comes down to that fundamental question. How did this guy get his gun? And did he get enough help with his mental health problems, which is, of course, then a question for the health services rather than for the security services.
How has this event impacted people in Germany, by and large, not just federal authorities or law enforcement, but what about regular folks? Are people rattled by this or concerned about it?
Absolutely. We don't have this. This is absolutely not the norm. Because we have such strict gun control laws, mass shootings really, unless they're terrorism related, really don't happen in Germany. They really don't. So this is really a very unique story and a very tragic incident. And that many people dead is also very, very, very unusual.
Mass shootings in the U.S. unfortunately happen almost all the time. And I hate to say it that way. I don't mean it in a way that's dismissive of it, but it's just a fact. They happen very frequently here. Do you get the sense that this is, I mean, what's happening in the U.S. may be impacting other people, other places, basically planting seeds in their minds?
I mean, this is wide speculation. We don't know exactly whether this individual took an example from somewhere. I wouldn't be able to say. Again, although you have very frequent mass shootings, only the really big ones, the school shootings, that do get reported in Germany. And this was distinctly not a school shooting. We had, after Columbine, unfortunately, we had two school shootings in Germany. So that really did give people ideas. But not, luckily, not since.
Okay, so I shouldn't try to create anything out of this, and I don't want to do that. So now what? What happens now after this from a law enforcement or legislative point of view in your mind?
Well, the main, most important witness is no longer with us. So he shot himself. So it is going to be a painstakingly piecing together from hopefully surviving relatives of what exactly was going on. And of course, from other people within the Jehovah Witnesses who could testify to why was he pushed out? Was there any grievance going on? Was there anything that health services should have picked up? Was there enough help given to the individual to maybe stop him from getting violent? So it's going to be a much harder investigation because the main guy who has all who had all the answers to those questions is dead. So he killed all of these people, injured, and then killed himself.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.